Hey folks, your pal Mikey Joseph O'Connor here, just letting you know you're about to enjoy another fantastic podcast from the O'Connor Podcasting Company. After you're done, if you wouldn't mind just scooting over to iTunes, rating, subscribing, commenting, check us out at theoconnorpodcastingcompany.webs.com. We appreciate it.
Welcome to Do You Remember That? With your friends, Ian Lawrence O'Connor and Mikey Joseph O'Connor.
Hey pal, what's going on?
Not too much, sir. How about you?
Do you remember that? Number two. We made it.
We made it.
They said we wouldn't last.
Did they?
All of them.
Oh god.
All of them.
Well, we sure showed them.
You know how they are.
Unfortunately, I do.
What's up, man?
Oh, hold on, man. How about you?
I don't know. It's early.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't feel like it, but I feel like I can't wake up.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good show then.
I know. I feel like I just woke up 15. Oh wait, I did just wake up 15 minutes ago.
I know, here at the crack of almost noon.
Yeah.
So tell me, a little bit of movies, huh?
Yeah.
What have you seen since I saw you last?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Jesus.
I know. I saw a lot of previews. This Is the End.
Oh yeah.
For The World's End.
Uh-huh.
And for The Second Hobbit.
Oh yeah, we were just talking about that. I didn't see the first one.
I know you did.
Because I'm not a child, like I said.
Dude.
Oh, not the cartoon.
Not the cartoon.
Oh, okay. I keep thinking they're making a sequel to the cartoon.
Sir Ian McClellan in cartoon form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It works for me. Did you know? I actually just found this out. In the 60s, there was a plan to do a Lord of the Rings movie, directed by Stanley Kubrick.
Okay.
Starring the Beatles. Like, we fucking lose, dude.
No.
Like, how did that not happen?
I don't know.
So, yeah, there's things like that. It's like such a missed opportunity.
I will give you back Hard Day's Night if you give me that.
Exactly. No, I'll give you back How I Won the War.
Oh,
yeah. You can have that back.
You can have that one.
Well, I saw a lot.
What'd you see?
I you know, put the work in, put the effort in.
You know.
Just kidding. I saw Hitchcock.
Did you?
It was good. It was good. I kept waiting for Kevin James and Will Smith to show up and get married, but it never happened.
Never happened?
No.
No.
Yeah, it was good. It's a little like... it's pretty corny.
Yeah.
It's pretty corny. Like, it kind of reminded me... It almost seemed like they're trying to make, like... the Doors. Did you ever see that with Val Kilmer? Like... The guy, like Ed Gein, who Norman Bates is like based on, like appears to him in a dream.
Oh,
you know, it's a little corny.
Yeah,
but yeah, you know, it was good. It was good.
That was good.
Yeah, but I kept waiting for Kevin James and Will Smith show, and was you know what? I wrote that down. And the fucked up thing is, so I have the white iPhone, right?
Yeah.
And it capitalized Kevin James. It did not capitalize Will Smith.
That racist iPhone.
Yeah, dude. So my phone loves Kevin James.
I see that. Well, who doesn't?
I don't know. He is funny. Oh, my God. Paul Blart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that movie was a big old blart, wasn't it?
Oh.
Dude, this movie Peep World.
I have not heard anything.
I hadn't either, and it was. I saw it on Netflix, and I looked at the cast. I'm gonna tell you the cast, see if I can remember it.
Okay.
Michael C. Hall.
Okay.
Rainn Wilson. The guy who's John Ralphio on Parks and Rec.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's like the main character. Sarah Silverman. And it was narrated by Lewis Black.
Huh.
And it was fucking unwatchable.
What?
It should have been so good.
Yeah.
It was weird. Like, it was like they took... It was like the exact same format as Arrested Development.
Mm.
It was so weird. But, like, Lewis Black was doing, like, the Ron Howard, like, voiceover. The music was really similar.
Okay.
To the Arrested Development music. It was very weird. And it was, like, this wacky family. Very fucking weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, yeah. Unwatchable.
Unwatchable.
Don't see it.
Don't. Okay.
Let's see. I put my dick down for it. How about that?
We don't remember that.
Okay, we don't? All right. Yeah, there we go. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
For sure. Oh, dude. Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Is that the
new, brand new one? Not the Tim Burton one.
Not the Tim Burton one.
The, like, brand new one where they're in San Francisco?
Yeah, that's James Franco, right?
Dude, yeah. How it's so good.
I love James Franco.
I don't know how that movie didn't get more play. It was so good. There was a monkey riding a horse.
What?
Which, I mean, there is in the original, but it was kind of funny. There's, like, all these homages in it to, like, the original.
Yeah.
And, like, there's a part where Malfoy from fucking Harry Potter's in it. And there's a part where Malfoy's fucking, I don't know his name in the movie. Yeah. But he's, like, torturing the fucking apes. And he's just, like, as he's doing, he's, like, yelling and, like banging on the cages. He's like, it's a madhouse! It's a madhouse! That was pretty funny. There's the obligatory, get your paws off me, damn dirty ape is on there. But it's fucking sick because, like, the ape or the chimp is just, like... like super smart, but doesn't talk.
Yeah.
And so when he says, like, get your damn hands off me, the chip just goes like, no.
Oh, God.
And it's fucking brutal. Yeah. It's so sick. Like, I sat in that chair, watched that movie, like, what the fuck? Like, it's so good. But my biggest, the problem with it is that, so it's set in San Francisco, right?
Yeah.
And then, so, like, the super smart apes, like, go into the zoo and, like, let all the other apes out.
Yeah.
But, like, then it shows them, like, crossing the Golden Gate Bridge, right? There's, like, thousands of apes. It's like, I didn't know the Greater Bay Area had a ape population of, like, thousands of apes, apparently. Like, my God.
Coming down from Noe Valley.
Yeah, and it's just like, well, there's the problem. Like, don't have so many, like, in one fucking place. Because, like, where are they coming from?
What?
Oh, that's all right.
All right.
Oh, we've detected feedback. No feedback
protection. Is it positive?
Hey! No, it was not.
Oh, nice.
Actually, says pick it up. Pick up the pace. A little bit. But yeah, dude, I thought that was brutal. And John Lithgow's in it.
Really?
Yeah. He's got Alzheimer's, and I don't know. It's pretty funny. It's not supposed to be funny,
yeah, but what's the deal with his character?
He's pretty old.
Yeah,
but he's pretty good, man. I love John Lithgow.
Did you watch Dexter?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's so good on that.
Oh, I think I only watched the first season though.
Oh, okay. Like he's on the third or fourth.
Really?
He is incredible.
Who does he play?
That tells you too much.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm not going to see it.
Oh, I don't want...
Oh, them. Spoilers.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Spoil.
You don't? Okay, Jesus. Good Lord.
Just watch it.
I don't want to. I don't have time.
Not you.
Oh. I forgot.
Yeah.
I thought this was just for us.
No.
I don't put these up. It's just a weird thing I'm doing, collecting.
Oh, I got to go.
Yeah. I think that's for the best.
I think it's for the best. I lied. I did watch a movie this week.
Oh, good for you.
I watched Ip Man.
What's that?
It's a kung fu movie. It's it should be on Netflix still. It used to be on Hulu. I don't know if it still is.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an incredible kung fu movie.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the storyline's really, really good.
Uh-huh.
And the action is really well choreographed. And the guy who did it has done a couple of, like, really classic kung fu movies.
Uh-huh.
So, if you're into kung fu movies...
I don't know that I've ever seen one.
I think this is a good one to start with.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's it called again?
Ip Man. IP space MAN.
MAN.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'm trying to think of if I've ever even seen... No, I don't think so. Like, that's weird. Like, I feel like there was a time where that shit was, like, huge. Like, the early 80s, like, late 70s, I think. Like,
yeah.
I have seen this one. Oh, my God, dude. Like... This one, I don't even know if it technically counts. I think it does. It's a movie called Ricky O. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah. Dude. I don't know if that counts.
It totally does, dude. He fucking crushes that guy's head. Do you remember on The Daily Show they used to have that? That was like the thing that always looped. But dude, the best part about Ricky O is the end where he busts out of the jail and he's just like, "We are all free now."
This is a little better than that.
Yeah, it's come on, dude. I don't know. Well, it must be pretty good because Ricky O is pretty fucking good. let's see what else. What else did I? What? Oh my god! Yeah. We watched Raiders of the Lost Ark and Temple of Doom.
Oh, yeah?
Dude, those movies get exponentially shittier.
Yeah.
Like, the first one's pretty good.
Yeah.
The second one's like, it's like, not time for love, Dr. Jones! Like, that kid. And you know what? Like, they never really explain where he comes from.
Yeah, no, he's just short round.
That's fucking weird. That's bizarre. He's kind of like Batman. He's like, do you have a family? Do you want a family? You know?
Yeah.
Like, I always got the impression Batman kind of wandered around looking for lost children a little bit just to help him out. But it's kind of crazy, pardon, because I've watched them on the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And God, they look like shit. Sometimes the problem with like the Blu-ray is like it looks too good.
Too good, yeah.
Like those movies need to be on VHS. Like if you watch,
we need the blur.
Yeah, dude. Like, oh, it's no good. Like the whole opening sequence in Temple of Doom is like it looks like it's all green screen.
Oh.
And it doesn't even look like green screen. It looks like they projected it onto a giant screen and he stood in front of it, like they do in like Army of Darkness. Yeah. It looks horrid.
Oh.
But yeah, doesn't hold up. I couldn't really stomach. We didn't make it to the third one because I just couldn't stomach the like Junior. We named the dog Indiana.
Sean Connery is the only good thing about those movies.
Oh my god, you are fucking kidding me.
Yes, it's, I am. So,
oh god, a little bit of. Yeah, a little bit of news, huh?
No.
So, let's see. This guy here, I thought this was hilarious. So, this guy in Ohio, or this, let's see. Yeah, this guy, yeah. He was 77 years old.
Uh-huh.
And he was walking, and he tripped on the sidewalk. And he was just ripped open like the side of his neck.
Ugh.
Yeah. This part of the story is pretty unpleasant.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he had hurt himself quite badly.
Yeah.
And so the guy, he's laying on the ground, and someone runs up and is like, just hold on, and like you know, starts like helping him and starts like bandaging him and shit, and the guy opens his eyes, and I want you to think about this. You've hurt yourself really bad, okay? You're an older man.
Yeah.
Someone's helping you.
Yeah.
You're grateful to whoever it is, but you open your eyes, and you look, and it's Academy Award-nominated actor John Malkovich is saving your life. What happens then? Because it would freak me the fuck out. But yeah, John Malkovich got in there, man. Apparently everyone, let's see, what's the quote here? He had no qualms about getting blood all over him. He really knew what he was doing. I thought he was a doctor.
Maybe it was just a doctor inside John Malkovich's body.
It could be. He was like, Malkovich, Malkovich, Malkovich. Exactly. Oh man, yeah, that's funny, man. But I can't imagine that.
No,
it's like there's a story that apparently is told that Bob Saget and Stamos.
Oh yeah,
yeah. They apparently hang out together quite frequently, and they were walking, and this lady got in a car accident, and they did the same thing. They rush up, and they're trying to get her window open. Like she opens her eyes, and it's fucking it's, you
Stamos
know
and,
Stamos and Saget. So, I feel like that happened again with Joaquin Phoenix. Didn't he got in a car accident, and director Werner Herzog saved him from a car accident too. Yeah. Hey man, they're better than us.
I know
they're better than us.
Like that.
No, better. Better.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sorry.
I always like that on like People Magazine. The stars, they're just like us. Like they take out the trash. I like that one. They used to have a segment called Normal, Not Normal. And it'd be like Jake Gyllenhaal, like, I don't know, you know, picking up dog poop. It's like, normal. And then it's like, I don't know, Jim Carrey with like a thong on or something. You know, remember when he did that or whatever? Like, not normal.
All right. So speaking of news.
Yes.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, God.
M. Night Shyamalan with Ding Dong.
Sure.
has recently come forward to admit that he wrote the script to She's the Man. Now, what I'm wondering is, what's the twist?
Yeah. she's not.
Where does this get Shyamalan?
She's the Man.
She's the Man, I believe. Oh, God. Okay, give me like
2 seconds. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's leave.
Because I can't remember who's in this movie. I just remember it was awful.
She's the Man.
She's the Man. I can't remember if this is the Amanda Bynes one.
Oh, I think it is.
It is the Amanda Bynes one.
He wrote that, huh?
He wrote that.
I feel like, though, well, it makes sense. It's like this guy can sort of put a story together.
Well, I think it's so funny because he gets such a rap for, like, you know, oh, yeah, 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 okay, so Unbreakable was really good and, like, all right. These beginning movies, and then it just started, like, going downhill.
Right.
And everybody's like, oh, yeah, 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 like, here's where the first, no, here's where.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, when did that come out?
2006.
Well, when did The Sixth Sense come out? That came out in the 90s.
Yeah, that's like late 90s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I think She's the Man was the first sign that things are going
things wrong. Maybe things were always downhill.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't.
I liked the Mel Gibson one.
Apocalypto?
No, Signs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I liked that movie.
Yeah, that movie was really good.
It was good.
Yeah, that scared the crap out of me.
Like, this is why I have the asthma. He talks like Batman all the time.
Yeah.
That's how he talks now. Did you ever hear that, that thing of him yelling at his ex-wife?
Yeah.
You're in the fucking hot tub.
I just picture Danny Glover. Getting calls from him, and he's like,
"I'm getting too old for this shit."
I'm getting too old.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what other Unbreakable is really good that he did.
Yeah, Signs. The Village was okay.
I didn't see that. Oh, and then he did The Lady in the Water.
Yeah,
I did see that.
I didn't see that because I hate Paul Giamatti.
You do?
I hate Paul Giamatti so much. I'm not saying anything about his skill as an actor. He's a fantastic actor, but his skin, he just makes my skin crawl.
Really?
Yeah, I can't look at him.
Because why?
I just can't look at him.
He's icky?
Yeah, he's icky.
He's pretty icky.
He's so icky.
My friend Seth put it best that he's really good at just playing like poor schlubs.
Yeah.
He's just such a schlub.
Yeah.
Did you ever see American Splendor?
Yeah.
Oh, he's so good in that.
Yeah, he's great. Like, he's a fantastic actor. I just don't want to look at him. It's just unfortunate that that's his career.
Right. That's a good point. Yeah. Sideways is fucking, oh my God, I can't handle that. Did you ever see that?
I saw like half an hour of it. I didn't get to see the whole thing.
It's just such a wonderful love letter to functional alcoholism. You know?
Yeah.
I don't, I just hate that shit. I feel like they should be listening to Steve Winwood.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, here, I'll let's see. Let's, I'm gonna reenact a scene. From that movie, okay. Right now. Okay, you and I are gonna do this. All right, and maybe we'll make this a regular feature. We reenact fucking a scene from specifically just from Sideways.
Reenacting a movie that Ian's never seen.
Right, exactly.
That's our new segment.
yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we're driving up to the winery now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, so, really excited about this wine tasting trip. How about you?
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah. It's gonna be fantastic. I sure like this new Escalade.
Yeah. Too.
You like this color that we got?
Nine passenger.
Yeah, so I think we're gonna have a good. It's gonna be a great trip here at the winery. Stop. Great wine day, wine tasting. Stop. See what I'm saying? It's goddamn infuriating. Yeah, oh, man, it's rich guy music.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's what Yeah, I kind of said fuck that movie. Sideways.
Sideways. Sideways, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we don't remember that.
We'd like to not remember that.
Exactly. So yeah, I was kind of thinking. I don't really have much planned. Yeah. For the show, but I what was the other thing that you saw the trailer for? I really want to see that. This Is the End.
Yeah,
I think that'll be really good. And
Kenny Powers.
Yeah, dude. Like he. Oh my god, he is so good. Like, I just have a soft spot for those characters those actors.
Yeah.
So I mean, and he's just. Danny McBride, like, I could look at him and just start laughing. Like, he's so goddamn funny. He did, oh my god, he did this awesome, awesome fucking movie right before Eastbound and Down, I think.
Okay.
And it's called The Foot Fist Way.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, dude. And it's, like, all the same guys who did Eastbound and Down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, it's about this, like, karate instructor. Of course. Yeah. And like he kind of plays that same character, you know, like
plays Danny McBride.
Exactly. And it's about this like karate instructor whose wife cheats on him with one of his students' dads.
Okay.
So he just like there's like a scene where he just starts beating the shit out of this kid. Like he just starts taking his aggression out. And it's like pretty much the same. Yeah, it's like the same idea as Eastbound and Down because he just plays that character so well. But I mean, I could just. All he has to say is like, is you know like, someone's name and it's funny.
Yeah,
you know he's so great.
Yeah,
so yeah, I'm trying to you know, and I like Eastbound and Down, but I feel like it's such a tough ending because he can't win.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like it would be. Such a fuck up to have him like get he can't get what he wants
exactly
so it's a tough you know dilemma
yeah
so yeah man
yeah I think This Is the End is gonna be fantastic like they've put out probably four or five trailers now and it's all of them have just made me go yeah
right
like you just can't help but love what you're seeing so right. I'm really excited for that. I think that hits that hit this week.
Yeah.
That's already out, yeah.
Yeah, it is. I could probably get a camera rip of it if you want to watch it.
It's all right. I have a job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, me too.
Yeah.
Doesn't change the fact that I'm that cheap.
Yeah.
I guess. Well, you know, we are fortunate enough here in town to have the $3 movie theater.
Hell yeah.
Which I have yet to go to, which is a goddamn travesty.
Yeah. Well, that's not going to be in there, but...
No. But still, I mean, I need... You know, we don't go to the movies enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially for, you know, people who have a movie podcast.
We'll get better, though. We'll get better about it.
Oh, interesting piece of news.
Please, yeah.
I myself have not seen Man of Steel yet.
Uh-huh.
But thus far...
Mm-hmm.
It is receiving worse opening ratings.
What?
Than Superman Returns.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
No?
That can't be true.
I know.
Let's see here.
It's as of last night, its Rotten Tomato score was like one or two fresh ratings underneath Superman Returns.
Really?
And the overall critic reception has been like 2% worse. It's not like a huge margin. But overall, it has been worse than the opening reception for Superman Returns. Now, Superman Returns, though, when it came out, was really well-received and later just evolved. People's opinion evolved into it being a sack of crap.
Huh.
But, yeah, so far. I haven't seen it, so I don't know. But the overall, like, the meta rating...
It's at 60% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It was at 63 last night, so it's actually gone down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to make a correction, because last episode, we said Henry Cahill, and it's Cavill.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm sure he was pissed. Yeah, he gave a shit, that's for sure. Yeah, I mean, well, it doesn't even come out until Friday, tomorrow.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, so, like, the general public hasn't been putting in their reviews yet.
Oh, I see.
But anyone who's seen advanced screenings and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of it's saying here... It paints Superman in a dark... And that's the thing I was, like, kind of worried about. It paints Superman in a dark light. And, like, it's... I feel like they're trying to make it, like, The Dark Knight. a little bit
that
too
was
much.
Someone's review was that it was Dark Knight Light.
Yeah, exactly. And like Superman's its own thing. Like Superman can be a little goofier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, Chris Nolan flavored. Yeah, it's so like that's what everyone's saying. That's a worry though. That was so wildly successful.
Yeah.
Zack Snyder. Let's see. What else has Zack Snyder done?
I believe Zack Snyder did the last two X-Men movies, the X2 and X3.
Oh.
I believe. I know he's had his hand in some comic book movies.
Zack Snyder. He wrote 300.
Yeah. Speaking of which, 300 Rise of Empires is coming out.
That's right. That's right. Oh, he did The Watchmen, Dawn of the Dead, remake. I love the Dawn of the Dead remake, dude.
I didn't see it.
Oh, man. It's fucking great. Everyone gave it shit because the original is, like, so beloved. But,
yeah.
Dude, it's so good. Let's see what else. Oh, yeah. That's a pretty good. That's a decent.
Yeah. Like, he's a really good director.
Resume, yeah. Oh, he directed a Morrissey concert video.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. He did The Legend of the Guardians.
That's probably how he landed Man of Steel.
The Owls of Gahoo. Oh, you think so?
If we want to get into that, I saw that. So.
Oh, you did? I see. Oh, he did Sucker Punch. Too. Did you see that?
I didn't
see it either. I wanted to I saw the trailer though. It looked killer. A young girl is institutionalized by her abusive stepfather. Hey, I like it already. Retreating to an alternative reality is a coping strategy. Yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
I'm down. You know what? We saw The Innkeepers.
I know nothing about them,
dude. It's like a ghost movie.
Okay,
it's pretty new. It's like 2009. We saw it like a little while ago, and that just kind of reminded me of it because it's like. It's like the best laid plans, you know, like, yeah. Like it looked so good, but then, you know, it's, and I feel like that's such a thing with horror movies and like, especially like that movie Sucker Punch looked that way too, where it's like, it starts out so strong, or you know what I mean? Like such a good idea. And then like, just nothing happens. It's like, ugh, it's terrible. It's too much. You know, they try to keep you on the line a little too much. What is your favorite horror movie?
You know, I'm not one much for the horror genre.
Really?
I say, if I had to pick...
You get frightened easily.
I do.
Remember when remember we were little and we saw Jurassic Park? And you kept saying that your face.
You know I remember.
Do you want me to leave this out?
No, go for it.
We saw Jurassic Park and Ian was like, I'm not going to be scared. How old were you though? You're so
like,
little.
It's like seven.
Yeah, dude. And we were seeing Jurassic Park in the theater, so it was like 94.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it had to be a little bit like
96, something like that. And Ian's like, I'm not going to be scared. I'm not going to be scared. And the, our uncle was like, if you get scared, like we can leave. And I think you made it to like the THX thing, right?
Yep.
The THX sound, the brrr, I'm scared. Yep. I'm out of here.
Hiding already. And you know, I wish I could say that had changed, but when Alien vs. Predator Requiem came out a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
And that movie starts with one of like the facehuggers attacking a child.
Uh-huh.
And my hands were already over my eyes.
Really?
I was like, no, God, he's like five. Why?
Yeah, you don't like that stuff.
I got better as AVP Requiem went on,
mm-hmm.
but
are you abbreviating it now? Yeah. Why are we abbreviating it now?
Everybody,
AVP?
Everybody abbreviates AVP.
Oh, God.
I have to say, like, specifically that genre, or that chain of movies,
uh-huh.
Like Aliens and Predators, like, I sat down with some of my old roommates and before we moved out and we watched all of the Alien movies,
uh-huh.
All of the Predator movies except the remake with Adrian Brody.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then we watched both Alien versus Predator movies.
That's awesome.
And that helped desensitize me to, like, thriller suspense. But I don't handle suspense well. So, horror movies...
Like, don't like unpleasant things, do you?
I'm a really jumpy person.
I know you are.
Like, you can be just coming down the hallway and I freak out. So horror movies and I don't pan out too well.
I guess
like
not.
Army of Darkness is about my level of horror movie.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. But see, okay. So it has to be. There can't really be any sort of reality to it for you.
Not even that. Like, it's not the reality. It's just, like, the jump out at you.
I see.
I'm not freaked out by, oh my god, this could happen. It's just like, oh shit, where was that from? Like, that's all it is.
I see.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You could come around a corner too quick and I'd be afraid of you. Like,
that's, right. Right. Yeah. I don't like that either, and I don't think most people do.
No.
Yeah.
I don't. That's why it gets used so much. It's so effective.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
I guess so. I think you don't like unpleasant things.
I don't. I think it's what Spider-Man 1, where he keeps hearing Green Goblin flashbacks.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Willem Dafoe freaking out. Like every time that he's having the nightmare where he's like seeing the face, I was in theater. I was like 3 feet out of my seat every time. And it's not even that scary. I mean,
yeah,
it's no scarier than Willem Dafoe in Boondock Saints. But
yeah, he's pretty scary in that.
Well, whatever.
I've only seen like clips of that. Oh. I've never seen the whole movie.
You've never seen Boondock Saints?
Nah.
Okay, there is a scene in Boondock Saints that gets me every time. And, like, I know it's coming, and I still jump out of my seat every time.
Really?
It's where he shoots the cat.
Okay. I haven't seen that.
Oh, okay. So they're, like, sitting there talking. I don't even remember what they're talking about, but they're, like, discussing plans, I think it is, for their next hit.
Uh-huh.
And they're, like, getting really worked up. And this guy's cat freaks out and jumps on the table, and it scares all of them so much that he shoots the cat, and the cat, like, explodes.
Uh-huh.
And Rocco, their friend, is just, like, sitting there, like, whoa.
Yeah.
But, like, every time the cat jumps up, it scares me, too. And, like, I know it's coming because I've seen this movie, like, 5 times.
Oh,
and, like, between the cat jumping and him shooting the cat, I'm like, oh, son of a bitch, I did it again.
Oh, man. Well, pal, I hate to startle you again, but time has come. The time has come, my friend. It's been lovely speaking to you.
It is.
And another edition of Do You Remember That?
I think it's lovely that we're ending on a cat death.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
That's how I usually like to exit.
You know?
Yeah.
Everybody's got their thing.
Exactly. So signing off, I'm Mike and Joseph O'Connor.
I'm Ian Lawrence O'Connor.
And we'll see you guys next week, huh?
You remember.
All right.
Ian Lawrence O'Connor and Mikey Joseph O'Connor.